Science is an interesting thing, and the intersection between science and our faith is an important thing, but people will find that intersection at different spots. And I think this museum is going to be a talking point about that in particular. But also, I think it leads us nicely into what I wanted to share with you, a piece by Father James Krasinski, who's a priest for the Diocese of La Crosse, Wisconsin. Originally from central Wisconsin, he is now known in part, I don't know him personally. Okay, I'll just say he's known in part beyond just his priestly duties because of his occasional publications in astronomical journals or astronomical magazines. That is to say, he's a hobby astronomer. He does it as a hobby. He's not a trained scientist, in fact. And it's fascinating, this article that he wrote, talking about this particular fact that people imagine that because he has an interest in astronomy and an interest in science and in the stars, and because he writes about it, people imagine that he must be a scientist at the observatory in the Vatican, right? That he's somehow affiliated with the Vatican Observatory, or that he has a science background, that is to say, was a scientist before he became a priest, maybe something like that. But that's not how he describes himself. In fact, he says, I'm a priest first. You know, I'm out there doing sick calls. I'm celebrating mass for people. I'm a pastor. I'm helping people out in their spiritual life. And this whole astronomy thing is wonderful and beautiful, but it's a hobby. That's it. It's kind of, I mean, I wouldn't say that St. Joseph's Workshop is a hobby for me. This is because it would be way too much time dedicated to a hobby. And it's way too much fun for anybody to have in any hobby if I do that. But I agree with Father Krasinski in this point that I'm a priest first. You know, I'm not a radio personality first. I'm not, this is just a means to share the gospel. And I can appreciate why he feels the need to talk about this. But I want to explore, because in my experience, I just see it from a different angle sometimes. And for us as priests, it's just so much more important that we're priests first, that we're for God's people, and that our sacramental life and our life of holiness and the calls that we have out of obedience to what our superiors ask of us comes first. But he shares why science is so important, and why science, actually the name of his article is Why Science Inspires Me to Be a Better Priest. And I really was struck by where he took this, because essentially what he's talking about is how science evokes in him this love of creation, or love is probably not the right word, this fascination with creation, this appreciation for the beauty of creation, and the realization that our lives are an adventure. And he brings that word in particular, the adventure of scientific inquiry and the adventure of exploring the universe from the scientific angle even. And he talks about the fact that this is such an important part of being a human being, really, and why people are attracted to science in the first case. You know, when you look, people don't become scientists or astronomers or biologists or chemists. They're not becoming, taking on these different scientific fields because they're becoming billionaires when they do it. In fact, I look at how so many scientists live and the amount of work they put in versus what they get out of it. It's, you would imagine, my goodness, how are you able to justify that? But they do it because they love it. And because there is a sense of adventure. And I'm not saying that that all scientists are broke and poor. That's not the case either. But you can see the love and the just the amazing excitement that's a scientist who's really into his field or her field really is about. And so Father Krasinski is talking about the fact that that's what science brings out in the human person, and the discovery of the known universe brings that out. But here's the catcher and why it makes him a better priest. And that's because that is also what our theological inquiry is about. You know, that's also what the spiritual life is about. I think so oftentimes, and if I could just kind of take Father Kaczynski's insight and just put it into my own words, so oftentimes we imagine that the spiritual life is this mundane, tedious, painful, difficult pursuit that is showered in tears, that is full of sorrow, or at least full of, you know, things that aren't going to make us happy, but we have to do it because we're obligated to, because that's what God says we have to do, and we don't have any choice. And so we have to do it, and you're going to like it, whether you like it or not, as you go along the journey, right? That's sometimes how people see this great call to be holy and to be spiritually in relationship to our Father in heaven. But as Father Kaczynski is pointing out, that's not true. I mean, our relationship with God is one of adventure. Our relationship with God is one of incredible discovery. Do you know, it's even greater discoveries than what we are. The pace of scientific discovery, if you look at our times, the pace of scientific discovery is unreal. I watched just the other morning a video taken with an electron microscope of CRISPR, the, let's not get into the science here, right? This tool for splicing DNA. Some people are calling it the most amazing discovery of humankind, and also the most dangerous discovery of humankind, that we can actually, well, we can't do it with any concrete results right now, but the thought is that we will at some point be able to splice DNA so precisely that we will be the authors of life, and we will be changing not just human life, but life all across the globe. We can eradicate certain diseases by splicing them out of the DNA of certain animals and people. But it's also the most dangerous, maybe, because that can be abused, and that power is really rather frightening when you think about it. I'm just bringing that up because as I saw this video of an electron microscope showing CRISPR working, this little, I don't even know what it is. What is it? It's not like a, I don't know. Is it a nano, like a nanobot thing, like a tiny little thing that goes in? I don't even know if it's biological, mechanical, I don't know. But it goes in and splices DNA. It's amazing the times we live in. And the pace of scientific discovery is unreal. It's unimaginable. You know, the things we have discovered in the last millennia, in the last 500 years, in the last 100 years, just in this millennia alone, it is amazing. Millennium alone, it is amazing what we have learned about the world and about health and about human body and about, I mean, all of these and illness and science and chemistry and biology and the stars. But you know what? It pales. It totally pales in comparison to what we have to learn about God himself. Because the created universe in which we live is finite. There are boundaries to it. And yeah, it might be billions of light years across, but it's finite. God is not. And that is why we're going to be spending all of eternity, I mean, turning around every corner going, oh my gosh, oh my goodness, this is amazing. I didn't even imagine that that element of creation could exist. I didn't even imagine that. I mean, our minds, can you imagine, just picture this? Our minds are just going to be blown at every turn, at every corner. We're going to be like, my goodness, this person's beautiful. This person's amazing. That creature's, and God's plan is just crazy and beautiful. I'm becoming verklempt. This is going to be incredible. I just want to go to heaven right now. But I think that's what Father Kaczynski's getting at. That the realization of the discovery of what it means to be human, not only in science, but the adventure of learning about God has made him to be a better priest. Maybe you're seeking in your own life, and maybe you're wondering how to light the fire of faith in your life and how to appreciate in a better, deeper way, this relationship with God, well, maybe we have to look and say, do I realize that this journey is an adventure? It's not just a burden that God puts before me. It's not just God forcing me to do something unpleasant and something I don't want to do. But in fact, even those painful parts of our life, self-denial and suffering and penance, but also the joy of being able to share the graces poured out upon us and the blessings that God gives to those around us and the beauty of the sacraments and the beauty of holiness as lived out in other people's lives. These things make for such an amazing journey. These things make for such a powerful life that if we don't have that sense of adventure, it's time to discover it. And maybe if you find yourself, well, I don't know, feeling like things are tedious and monotonous and mundane, maybe it's time to rediscover how God wants all of this to be an incredible adventure for you. One that's full of ups and downs, yes. One that includes joys and sorrows, but one that ultimately will lead you to the greatest discovery that you could ever imagine, which is God himself. You're listening to St. Joseph's Workshop. I'll be right back.